This is the Game Act Hotline for December 11th, 2005, Episode 13.
Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business, getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that. What is it you want?
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up for all the latest in video game news, new releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke, and I will be your host for today. Let's go ahead and let's get to some site news. First off, I have some sad news. My grandmother passed away this week, so I will have to be going to the funeral next week. So instead of a regular podcast, I will be having a Christmas special, so you can go ahead and find out what games you should be picking up for your friends and family who are the video game enthusiasts. Also, I want to go ahead and thank Podcast 411 and Casey's Top 10 Songs for playing our promo this week. I also want to go ahead and thank everybody who came to the Engadget Party. I was there. It was a blast. I got to meet up with the Engadget guys. I actually got one of their cards. I also got to meet with a lot of different game developers and got to have a lot of fun. My friend got a camera and my other friend got a iPod Shuffle speaker set. I didn't get anything, but that's okay. I got my t-shirt and I'm actually wearing it right now. I also want to go ahead and tell all those who are in the Edmonds Community College area that we are having our registration for winter quarter starting. And if you are interested in any programming classes, we have a lot of programming classes, 2D programming, 3D programming, also going to have a couple of C++ and Java programming classes. So if you're interested in doing some programming, we actually going to have a couple of them. And actually some of them are actually going to be night classes. So if you work in the morning, you can actually come in and do some of the classes after work. But let's go ahead and let's get to our video game news. Revolution will be 2.5 times faster than the GameCube. Many third-party developers are spilling the beans about the Revolution this week. One developer told the GameIndustry.biz website that the Revolution is 2.5 times faster than the GameCube, will be using 4.7GB discs, and will have 96MB of RAM. Developers are fine with the system. You can basically treat it like a current generation machine, one developer said. The time it'll take to ramp up to developing on this is basically nil. We can just work on a PC or maybe an Xbox, and then improve the quality of our assets when we move to the Revolution. Or even work on a cube, in fact. The libraries are very similar. Another developer commented, "We could do a game for this in a few months. Developing games is going to be easy. The challenge is going to be using the controller properly." The system will have 512MB of memory for downloadable content from Nintendo. The biggest speculation will be the price point for the system. Some developers have placed the system at $100 to $150. Our next news story, Best Buy apologizes about alleged Xbox 360 problems. Best Buy President of Retail in North America, Brian Dunn, apologized this week to customers who were taken advantage of on launch day by certain Best Buy franchises. In his comments, he apologized about how some Best Buy employees pressured customers into buying Xbox 360 accessories before they could purchase the Xbox 360. Some employees would not let people purchase a system without the purchase of accessories. Best Buy will refund any unnecessary items purchased on that day. Our next news story, eBay sells over 40,000 Xbox 360s and Xbox 360 boxes. eBay announced this week that over 40,000 Xbox 360 systems were sold on their site since the release of the Xbox 360. Though eBay is quite happy about the sales, they are very concerned about the empty box sales. Some people have tried to sell Xbox 360 boxes and pictures, confusing many eBay shoppers into purchasing the items, thinking they had bought a real Xbox 360. One more well-known case left the eBay seller suspended for selling items on the site. If you're going to purchase an Xbox 368 on eBay, I urge you to please look carefully at the listing before purchasing the item. Our final news story is, buy the rights to an Acclaim game. As a result of Acclaim's company's bankruptcy this year, many of the company's game publishing rights are being sold in an auction this week. Many of the classic games include Smash TV and Wizards and Warriors have been priced out of the normal person's price range, but there are still many games that are up for grabs. I remind you though, this is only the right to publish the game, so you don't own the copyright to the games. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our top rentals from Gamefly.com. Number 3, Dragon Quest 8. Number 2, Star Wars Battlefront 2. And the number 1 top rented game, Condemned Criminal Origins. Alright, let's go ahead and let's go to our top Australian sales for this week. Number 5, Need for Speed Most Wanted for the Xbox. Number 4, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories for the PSP. Number 3, Buzz The Music Quiz Bundle for the PS2. Number 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted for the PS2. And the number 1 top Australian game, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 for the PS2. For the top Japanese sales this week, number 5, Pokemon Fushigi na Dragon Aka no Kyujotai for the DS. Number 4, Slime Mori Mori Dragon Quest II Daisen Chateau Shippodan for the DS. Number 3, Monster Hunter Portable for the PSP. Number 2, Oida yo Dobutsu no Mori, which is the Animal Crossing game for the DS. And the number 1 top rated game for Japan, Biohazard Zero for the PS2. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our new releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games for this week. For the Xbox and PS2, Gauntlet Seven Sorrows by Midway. For the PS2, there are no independent PS2 games this week. But for the Xbox, Snowcross 2 featuring Blair Morgan by Crave. For the GameCube, Chaos Field by O3 Entertainment. For the PSP, this is a great PSP week, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 by THQ. Armored Core Formula Front by Tomo. Midway Arcade Treasures Extended Play by Midway. World Championship Poker 2 featuring Howard Lederer by Crave. For the DS, there are no DS games this week. For the Game Boy Advance, Pocket Dogs by O3 Entertainment. Dragon Ball Z Legacy of Goku 1 and 2 by Atari. For the PC, Tony Hawk American Wasteland by Activision. And our game for this week is Final Fantasy IV by Square Enix for the Game Boy Advance. For the week of December 18th, for the PSP, Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie by Ubisoft. For the PC, LA Rush by Midway. And the game for the week of December 18th is Samurai Showdown 5 by SNK for the Xbox. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a break. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmunds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmunds Community College, every step of the way.
And this is the Game Addict Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmunds Community College. visit us at www.edcc.edu. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia now. Our first category is system release dates. I'm going to give you the system. You give me the year it came out. All right, number one, the Xbox. Number two, the Nintendo Entertainment System. And number three, the Dreamcast. All right, our next category, Mario Kart series. Question one, this is the number of tracks you play in each cup tournament. Number two, this item makes everyone except you super small. And number three, this is how many Mario Kart games have been produced. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our next category, Acclaim games. Since Acclaim went to bankruptcy, I thought I'd go ahead and look and find out which games made them popular. Here we go. Number one, this first-person shooter game was off the cartoon starring Cartman, Kenny, Kyle, and Stan. Number two, this game let you play as Bill Clinton or Al Gore and let you get on fire when you scored 3 straight baskets. And number three, this Simpson game had you playing as Krusty the Clown trying to get rid of mice. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know, MarketWatch.com released this list of worst CEOs for the year. The number one worst CEO was for a video game company. What I want to know is what video company was it? I'll give you a clue. The CEO's name is Paul Eibler. Alright, let's go ahead and let's take a break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
You are playing with power!
Punch Out by Nintendo. The 11 world-class contenders. Take them down with your controller, beat them all, and you've got a shot at Tyson's title.
Power!
But for that, you've got to beat Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's Punch-Out from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power.
Casey's Top 10 Songs is a weekly countdown of the best new songs at podcastspots.com, and you don't want to miss it. Songs you never heard before. Silver Bullet by Van. Samantha Murphy's I Want to Go Home.
This job's so boring. It's clearly
become songs you never will forget. Jasmine Ash, Start Over. David Gill and Breathe. Casey's Top 10 Songs. And any song you hear on Casey's Top 10, you can easily find and buy it right from Casey's site. Go to Casey's Top 10 Songs. Your ears are counting on you. Up a notch this week from number 2, it's Breathe. David Gill, number 1.
And we are back. This is the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's look at our video game trivia. the first trivia section was system release dates. I gave you the system. I wanted you to tell me what year it came out. Number one, the Xbox. It came out in 2001. Number two, the Nintendo Entertainment System. It came out at 1985. Number three, the Dreamcast. And the answer is, what is 1999? Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our Mario Kart series. This is the number of tracks you play in each cup tournament. And the answer is, what is 4 tracks? Number 2, this item makes everyone except you super small. And the answer is, what is the lightning bolt? And number 3, this is how many Mario Kart games have been produced. And the answer is, what is 5? One for the SNES, the 64, the Game Boy Advance, the DS, and the GameCube. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our Acclaim games. Number 1, this first-person shooter game was off the cartoon starring Cartman, Kenny, Kyle, and Stan. And the answer is, what is South Park? Number 2, this game let you play as Bill Clinton or Al Gore and let you get on fire when you scored 3 straight baskets. And the answer is, what is NBA Jam? And number 3, this Simpson game had you playing as Krusty the Clown trying to get rid of mice. And the answer was, what is Krusty's Super Funhouse? Okay, our final question. You know, MarketWatch.com released its list of worst CEOs for this year. The number one worst CEO was Paul Eibler. I wanted to know, what company did he work for? And the answer is, what is Take-Two Interactive? They're the ones that make the Grand Theft Auto games and the Elder Scrolls series. That's going to be it for this week. I want to go ahead and tell you, please, can you go ahead and visit us at www.gameacthotline.com. And please, we'd love to hear your questions, comments, suggestions, or anything about video games at our email address. That's gameacthotline@gmail.com. And we'd love to see you guys vote for us at Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, or at Yahoo Podcasts. But that's the end of our podcast for this week. Go ahead and turn your video games back up. You guys have a great day, okay? Bye, everybody.